From the newsroom at news.com.au.
Hi, I'm Natalie Brown, and this is the latest from the newsroom. It's Friday, 5th of May. Well, Anthony Albanese has made his strongest comments yet about the incarceration of Julian Assange, declaring enough is enough. The WikiLeaks founder remains jailed in London's Belmarsh prison, with the US hoping to extradite him to face espionage charges. Mr. Albanese has said the case needs to be brought to a conclusion and added the US administration is well aware of his feelings on the matter. Moving on, and in Sydney, a Service New South Wales employee is fighting for his life after being stabbed in front of horrified workmates today. The 55-year-old man is in a critical condition after being stabbed in the lower back, chest and shoulder this morning. A 32-year-old man has been arrested. Overseas and in New York, prosecutors are investigating the death of a homeless man who was choked to death on the subway. A 24-year-old Marine put the man in a chokehold after he started screaming at passengers that he didn't have anything to eat or drink. The incident has sparked outrage across the US, with many calling for the Marine to be charged. And in lighter news, Australia's most disturbing schnitzel has been revealed. A restaurant chain called The Barbarian is selling a schnitty topped with fairy bread and fairy floss. The dish is called the Sparkling Unicorn, and apparently it's been a hit.
It's been crazy, actually. So especially the kids love it. Basically having two meals in one. You're having lunch and the dessert straight away.
We'll be back in a moment.
Hey, I'm Felicity Harley and I host Healthy-ish, where we chat to experts, influencers and people in the know from around the globe to arm you with the knowledge to make healthier decisions for your mind, body and soul.
I think if we're going to be focusing on health, like sleep is probably the biggest component of that.
I think sleep is the cornerstone.
Like, choose the harder option, because I've never woken up and gone, I regret that run that I went at 4 a.m. I've never done that.
Search for Healthy-ish and Extra Healthy-ish wherever you get your podcasts.
To celebrity news, Jamie Foxx remains in hospital 3 weeks after suffering a medical complication on a movie set. Not much is known about his condition, although his good friend Kevin Hart said recently that Foxx's health is improving.
The dope thing is that he's getting better in his situation. You know, I don't know the details or the exact details as to what's going on, but to my knowledge, there is a lot of progression.
And finally, Aussie rapper The Kid LAROI has apologised to a restaurant in Missouri in the US after he accidentally left without paying. The Kid LAROI reimbursed the restaurant as soon as he heard about the mix-up and also tipped the waitress more than $3,500. That's the latest from the newsroom. We'll be back with another update soon.
Your update from news.com.au.
The podcast Faith on Trial looks into Hillsong, both in Australia and the US, and takes both the listener and hosts on unexpected twists and turns in the story of Brian Houston and the singing preachers.
There are two incidents involving Pastor Brian.
The Australian journalists uncovered a litany of alleged criminal behavior in the megachurch.
Financial gifts were being given to the leaders of the church.
Listen to Faith on Trial Hillsong ad-free on Crimex Plus. On Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.